Saints Michael, Gabriel and Raphael, Archangels. On 29th September, we celebrate the three named Archangels in Scripture, Michael, Gabriel and Raphael. Angels, or messengers from God, appear at key moments in Scripture and always point to the wonderful works of God and inspire worship of God. Archangels are angels who proclaim messages of supreme importance. Saint Michael. Michael means who is like God, and so he is the archangel who performs acts of wondrous power. He has four distinct roles. First, he is the chief opponent of Satan and the fallen angels. He defeated Satan and ejected him from paradise, and will lead God's armies to victory at the hour of the final battle with Satan. Reference Revelation 12, verses 7 to 9. Second, he is the Christian angel of death. At the hour of death, he assists each person by giving them the chance to redeem themselves and escorts them to heaven. Third, he weighs people's merits on Judgment Day, hence he's often depicted holding scales. Fourth, he is the guardian and defender of the Church. Saint Michael appears in Daniel's vision as the great prince who defends Israel against enemies. Reference Daniel 10, verses 13 to 21. And, quote, who guards your people, end quote, at the end times. Reference Daniel 12, verse 1. In the Epistle of St. Jude, he argued with Satan about who would have the body of Moses. Reference Jude 1, verse 9. Devotion to St. Michael began in the East during the 4th century. He is a patron saint of police officers and soldiers. His symbol is a sword. Saint Gabriel. Gabriel means the strength of God. He is best known for his encounter with the Virgin Mary at the Annunciation. Reference Luke 1, verses 26 to 38. Thus, God's strength announced the coming of the Lord. St. Gabriel also announced to Zechariah that he was going to have a son, John the Baptist. Reference Luke 1, verse 13. And described himself to Zechariah as, quote, Gabriel, who stand in the presence of God, end quote. Reference Luke 1, verse 19. He anticipates Jesus. He tells the Virgin Mary that her son will be called the Son of the Most High God. Reference Luke 1, verse 32. And Zechariah, that John the Baptist will be a forerunner before the Lord. Reference Luke 1, verse 17. Gabriel appears in the book of Daniel to explain some of the prophet's visions. Reference Daniel 8, verses 15 to 26, and Daniel 9, verses 21 to 27. Saint Gabriel is the patron saint of broadcasters, and his symbols are a trumpet and a lily. Saint Raphael. Raphael means God's remedy, or God heals. His appearance is recorded in the book of Tobit, where, disguised as a human, he refers to himself as, quote, Azarias, son of the great Ananias, one of your kinsmen, end quote. Reference Tobit 5, verse 13. He was sent by the Lord to heal Tobit's blindness and to deliver Tobias's, that's Tobit's son, future wife, Sarah, from the demon Asmodeus. Reference, Tobit 3, verse 17. He guides Tobias on his journey to restore his family's wealth. On the way, Raphael protects Tobias. Reference, Tobit 6, verses 2 to 9. Leads him to Sarah. Reference, Tobit 7, verse 12. And heals her. Reference, Tobit 8, verses 1 to 3. He also heals Tobit of his blindness on their return. Reference, Tobit 11, verses 10 to 14. It is then that his true healing powers are revealed, and he makes himself known as, quote, Raphael, one of the seven angels who stand in the presence of the Lord, ready to serve him. End quote. Reference Tobit 12, verse 15. Although only the archangels Michael and Gabriel are mentioned by name in the New Testament, St. Raphael, because of his healing powers, is generally thought to be the healing angel who descends into the pool at Bethsaida. Reference John 5, verse 4. St. Raphael is the patron saint of travellers, the blind, ill health, happy meetings, nurses, doctors, and care workers. He is often pictured holding a staff and either holding or standing on a fish.